You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This month, playing Cat Video Fest 2025. A Man with Soul, The Impact of Kenneth Cole, Shoshana, Monk in Pieces, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films' Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mark Vane of Palinville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going...
here to worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome back. Welcome all you visitors. Welcome friends and those who are fam to the bright side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here to give you the good, the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Ooh, little short-winded right now. Ran up them steps, praise God. You do that step thing? Well, God bless you. So, this is Sunday, the next to the last Sunday. Nah, we got two more Sundays? How many more Sundays we have? I think we got two more before we get to Labor Day weekend, the official end of the summer. Ain't that something? Lord have mercy. The time goes so fast, and the summer is about to leave us behind. We still got a good more month of summer coming, but praise be to God. It's winding up fast. I hope you're getting out there to enjoy it. I hope that you and your family are doing well today. I hope that you are having a good experience in Christ this day and this week and this month and this season. Yes, beloved, in all of his goodness and his glory, no matter what the story, amen, let God get the glory. We got a musical lineup. That was There Is a Place by Nathaniel Bassey. Love, love, love him. He became a pastor, not sure when, so it would be appropriate to say Pastor Nathaniel Bassey. Pastor Nathaniel Bassey and Apostle Joshua Selman are going to be here. Well, they are here in the U.S. of A. They're out of Nigeria. They're going to be at the Nassau Coliseum today. They're winding up several days of revival in the USA. Excited about that. Excited about that. Blessed man of God. And we look forward to seeing them later today, too. Yes, we do. But right now, I'm here with you, too. And we bring that music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got Everything by Ty Tribbett, Still, Crowder, and Zach Williams. Let Me Tell You About Jesus, Ann Wilson. God Is in Control by Doe. Big God, Terry Ann. God Showing Out by Pastor Mike Jr. He May Not Come When You Want Him, Queen Esther Marrow, and God Will Make a Way, Shirley Caesar. We have a lineup of 8 songs this morning, back to back, 31 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I want you to be blessed, hallelujah, as you do what you got to do. If you can just sit and enjoy, or you have to be about the business, enjoy what the Lord is putting out and putting down through the songs we have selected for today. Everything, Still, Let Me Tell You About My Jesus. God Is in Control. Big God. God Showing Out. He May Not Come When You Want Him, but God Will Make a Way. And we're going to get out the way and let the music play.
He's Savior. He's Keeper. He's Healer. He's Jesus. I said he's all those things and more. I said he's all those things and more. Can we just take a moment tonight just to worship all the things that he is to us? I gotta take it back just a little bit. You're all these things and more. So much more we could ever hope for. You're oh so much more than we could ever imagine. Sing it with me, everybody. Say everything. You're everything in me. You're everything to me,
everything.
Life and breath.
Life and breath.
Yeah. You're everything to me.
Everything.
Say you're my peace.
You're my peace.
Cause I'll go crazy without him, y'all.
Yeah.
Everything to me.
Everything.
Say Say joy right in sorrow. You are hope for tomorrow. Orlando, let's go down the list of everything he is. Come on. Lift your voice and say, Master.
Master.
Come on and say, Savior.
Savior.
He's all these things and more. Say, Ruler.
Ruler.
Yeah. Redeemer.
Redeemer.
Hey, when money gets funny, he's provided.
A couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Gonna do his thing, don't care how long it takes.
say you keep it such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right still. Always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple written words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm standing, reaching, I'm believing. My God is, oh, he's working on me. Changing me piece by piece.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do
was needing to be found. I was longing for a breakthrough. Chains held me to the ground. A perfect time for a rescue. But only you can make a way. Only you can make the wind break. I will call on your name, and I will make my soul sing. God is in control. Oh, yes, he's in control. Yeah, I hope you know. In case you don't, his story shows.
He's in control.
They think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath's standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, no, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about. Does that face don't make me afraid when I'm
Big God.
Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not.
Yes, he's a big God. He's a big God. He's God of all gods. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, and beyond, WGXC.org online. And this is the time when we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he's the big God. He is the big God. Oh, just love it. And amen. We have the music. You know, we are listener-supported radio. And anytime you want to jump on in on that line, we invite you to do it. You can go to wgxc.org/donate, and you can make a contribution, a donation, become a partner or a sponsor. You know, there's just a lot of ways to help us bring you the music. The music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul on this Sunday morning gospel radio show. This is Pastor Kim with more music. Just like that, we're coming back because you know what? God be showing out, and he's serious about me and you. Yes, he is. All right, here we go. Pastor Mike going to do this thing for us.
God don't play about me. He don't play. Yeah. I asked him for a little. He gave me a lot. Then just pay the bill. Y'all ain't paying it off. I thought I blew my chance. Then he spent the block. He opened every door that the devil locked. He turned my worry into worship. My pain into purpose. He did it in public. You know I'm not perfect. I'ma tell the world when he show up. God be showing out. He don't play about me. Yeah, he don't play. God be showing out. He don't play about me. He don't play. God be showing on Monday out. I woke up, faith on 10. By Tuesday, I'm looking like, here we go again. On Wednesday, weight was heavy on me, so I prayed. On Thursday, I didn't want to speak. By Friday, favor found me in the fire. On Saturday, I started feeling brand new on Sunday. Pulled up to Rock City, PMJ told me I could thrive. He turned my worry into worship, turned my pain into purpose. He'll do it in public, so you know I'm not perfect. He don't just show up, God be showing out. He don't play about me, yeah, he don't play. God be showing out. He don't play about me. He don't play. God be showing out. He don't play about me. He don't play. God be showing out. He don't play about me. He don't play. God be showing out.
God be showing out. say he's coming in here. I don't know when he's coming, but he's right on time. Oh, he may not come when you want him. May not come when you want him. He may not come when you want him, y'all. But he's right on time. Hey, hey, hey.
May not come when you want him.
Woo!
May not come when you want him. May not come when you want him.
Oh, yeah.
Hurry, hurry, don't you hurry.
May not come.
He may not come, no.
May not come when you want him.
Oh, no.
May not come when you want him.
No, 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 no.
May not come when you want him.
He may not come.
May not come when you want him.
Oh.
God of God.
Woo. Have mercy, Lord.
God will make a way. I know that he will. I've seen it and he will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that he will. Just let him make a way.
God will make a way. I know that he will.
I know he will. You've been going through. Listen, it is not that.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. Oh, my, my. Ask me how I know. He will make a way. That's why I always say, don't quit in the dip. Got to be ready. Be ready when he makes a way. Be ready for him to make a way. Don't get in the way. He is the way. Be ready. Amen. That's what I want to talk about this morning, beloved. It's been in my mind for a few days. Really, not just a few days. It's something that I've been working with in the community and along with other pastors and ministers. We've been doing our readiness workshops with the Department of Emergency Management Services and the National Guard. You know, we've been talking about getting ready, not just getting ready, but being ready. Be ready. Be ready. I want to share out of the Gospel according to Luke this morning, briefly looking at verses 35 through 40 in the 12th chapter. All right. It says in that scripture pericope, that group of verses, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return. Amen. Like servants waiting for their master to return. Hallelujah. I'm looking at a screen here that I should not be seeing. Okay, good. We're still good. Because I'm ready. I'm ready for it. All right. Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Be ready. Be ready. You know, beloved, the word ready appears 100 times throughout the Bible, from Genesis chapter 18 and 6 to Revelation chapter 19 and 7. I think about the time when God was ready to make his move on the Egyptians for their 400 years of bondage towards Israelites, thinking they were less than, calling them foreigners, not appreciating that they had worked there for 400 years, building their empires and fighting for them. Amen. Ah, but God said in a time when God was ready, he told Moses to tell the people, be ready, get ready. I'm getting ready to get you out of here. Come on here, somebody. There was also in the Bible when Daniel, hallelujah, was on the scene and God told him to be ready. He was taken into captivity and almost going to be a slave just about, but he had so much going on that they put him in positions of authority and leadership. Amen. Because he was ready. Joseph, you remember the story about Joseph, when God said that he was going to bring judgment and there was going to be a famine in the land, and God told Joseph what to do to get the people ready. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You know, Jesus talks about it being ready as well. And that's what I read in Luke chapter 12. He's talking about some servants, and you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, they say. And so it was that case that, you know, they were, you know, some of them weren't taking care of business and they weren't prepared. When the master came back and he saw that there were those who were dressed for service, they were ready. You know, firefighters, they're not getting ready when a fire alarm sounds. Well, they got a little bit of readiness to do, but they've got their boots there, their jackets there, you know, the equipment is ready to go. They're ready to hop in at a moment's notice and go take care of that situation. Amen. In certain occupations, there is a certain uniform that you wear, and people have those uniforms homes together and on the ready. They don't have to go and get their stuff together. It's there ready for them when they're ready for it. And that's what God says to us, beloved, that we need to be ready. You know, there's other scriptures that if I'd had time, I could go into when God was calling the people of Israel into repentance. He was calling his chosen people, his children, the ones that he had revealed himself to, that I am the one true and living God. I am the God of all gods. Your neighbors over here, they follow this God and those gods, and the ones over there, they follow these gods and they call these things gods. But I am the God of all gods. I am the Almighty. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am Yahweh. I am the Lord Jehovah. And he made this revelation to this group of people who were supposed to take it to the world. And God was saying to them, if you do what's right and you're a good servant and you take my word and you live according to my word, hallelujah, then I'm going to take care of you. If I find you when I come checking out and I find you doing what I ask you to do, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to wait on you. That's what the scripture says in Luke 12. He said that he told them to just sit back, lay back, chill. I got this. I'm going to take care of you. But then he said there were another group of people and they were not ready. And he said, you know, it's not going to be good if you're not ready, beloved. Amen. And so, beloved, you know, we have to take the word of God and take God at his word. He has done this over and over again. He has given us this word over and over again. He's given us these illustrations. You know, we got to be ready for his return. We got to be ready for his wrath if we don't repent. Come on here, somebody. I don't want nobody to get left behind in that situation. All right. Be ready. Hallelujah. God is serious about his people. He's serious about his word. And the word works for us if we work it. How about that, beloved? Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to work the word of God. We don't want to be trying to get ready, hallelujah, when he checks us out. We want to be ready. Well, how do we get ready? You know, well, we are told to keep our lights burning, right? Continue with spiritual vigilance. Tie up any loose ends. Jesus says, tie the loose ends up. Keep the light on. Be in a state of perpetual readiness. Readiness is not procrastination. It's preparedness that's already in place before the call comes. Hallelujah. Be ready. Don't be getting ready. God rebukes his people for hollow worship. That's not ready. God rebukes his people for doing wrong, for not doing justly, for not defending the oppressed. He judges them for that. But those who seek justice and those who defend the oppressed, amen, those are the ones who are ready. Hallelujah. Ready for the victory. Ready, amen, to be taken out and taken care of. Ready, amen, is not waiting for some great revival or planning to obey God next month, but ready is doing what is right now, beloved. Amen. We know we get a check in our spirit when what we're doing is right and when what we're doing is wrong. We get the check. Getting ready, amen, is living in righteousness and justice. Hallelujah. God wants us to be ready, beloved. To be ready, ready to do what's right, ready to seek justice, ready to defend the oppressed, ready for his coming, ready for his return, ready, amen, hallelujah, oh, to repent. This is Pastor Kim. I'm ready every day. I can say, God, forgive me for I have sinned. If I've fallen short in any way, I ask you to wash that sin away, amen, because I want to be ready for whatever you bring my way. God is in control, hallelujah, but he's given us dominion and authority. Let us take our authority and be ready to do what we got to do. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and I am a perpetual optimist, because I know that God is in control. I want to view that holy city. That's a song that I'm going to play for you right now, because I want to see that holy city. I want to be ready when it's my time to go, or when it's his time to come back, to be ready to view that holy city. One of these days, one of these days. This is the West Angeles Church of God in Christ Vessels, yeah. Chosen Vessels Ministry. Yes. One of these days, going to be able to sing and shout and dance and not get tired. One of these days in that holy city. Hey, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Where I am, you shall be also. If it wasn't so, I would have told you that. Oh, my God. Isn't he all right? He's all right with me. And I do intend to see that holy city. Want all the folks that I know to come and go with me, even if I don't know you. I want you to join me and be there in that holy city one of these days. All right, beloved. Well, it's about time for me to pack it up. But I do want to shout out to the Neighborhood Promise for the 11th annual block party that was held in Green State Street yesterday. Congratulations, 11 years of doing that wonderful thing. All those who are supportive, make it possible with their funds and their time and their efforts. I know it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Wish I could have been there, but couldn't be. Amen. But I know that it was good. I know it was good. I want you to know that the Clean Slate workshop is coming up August 23rd. At the State Street Amy Zion Church, the Clean Slate Act was passed in 2023, and the work is being done to make sure folks who know about it, that if you had a criminal past or someone you know, that slate can be weighed clean. All right, that's happening at the State Street Amy Zion Church next Saturday. I believe it's noon to 4 p.m. They're at 201 State Street in Hudson. And then the Sound of Revival is going on today with Nathaniel Bassey and Apostle Joshua Selman at the Nassau Coliseum. It's from noon to 4 p.m. today. If you have an opportunity to go online and register and get your free ticket and go on down there, if you're down there, go on over. And get blessed, all right? Listen, before I get ready to go, I just want you to know that God loves you. Yes, he does. He sent his only son, and he died for our sins, that we don't have to die in eternal damnation. That's what the words say. It ain't going to be no party. Hallelujah, down there. Jamie Foxx said, I was in that tunnel, and it was dark. I told God, huh, you get me out of here, you'll see me in church. I'm talking about what Jamie Foxx said. Amen. I seen the other side. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you want to be there. Happy birthday, August babies. Happy anniversary, all you August lovers. And for more information about Overcoming Ministries and Pastor Kim, you can check out our website at www.omichurch.com. If you're sick, if you're shut in, If you're lost and you're lonely, if you're confused, you're depressed, you're stressed, you're grieving, you're bereaving, beloved, we are praying for you. Our Overcoming Ministries prayer line is on the mark Sunday till Friday, 7:30 a.m. at 516-387-8591. You can call and dial in. We'll be there and we'll be praying. I want you to know, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, God loves you and the sun is still behind those clouds. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. The sun is always there. God love you. God bless you. Till we meet or speak again, I've made up in my mind that I'm going to have joy. Hallelujah. Joy like a river. Joy the world didn't give and the world can't take away. Joy. Amen. It is a choice. And I've made it. I hope you have a joyful day, too. This is Mr. Dante Bo with Joyful. God bless you, beloved. Have a great week.
The summer, shining through. Calling on my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different. I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today.